Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf, your sponsor, Lunish Vasam Yaakov Shalom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Bas for Daf Nun. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Aleph wants to say that the fact that we have a Mimer who says that a husband and wife cannot sell Nichsim Yilug is because neither of them is considered to be an owner. Why is that so? So the Gemara brings a Machloikis regarding someone who sells a slave, but he keeps the rights for his slave for 30 days. And the question is, who has the din yoyim o yomayim? What is din yoyim o yomayim? Din yoyim o yomayim is that an owner of a slave who hits the slave, a makah that will kill him. If he doesn't die immediately, he dies only 24 hours afterwards. So then the owner is not chayav on the killing of the slave. But any other person who's not the owner, he is chayav on the killing of the slave. So the question is, when someone sold a slave and retained the rights to use him for 30 days, who is the owner? The buyer or the original owner has 30 days usage of the slave? And the word brings a four-way machlokes, and the fourth way is negatar sugya, Rabbi Elazar, that says that neither of them consider to be the owner, that neither of them have this as the patur of yom yomayim. For where we learned that Aish and Aisha cannot sell the field because neither of them is considered to be the owner. Now, what's the idea that the Yoyim on Yomayim, the fact that a slave stays alive for 24 hours, that is something that applies to an owner and owner only, and that's why whoever's not an owner doesn't have the Yoyim on Yomayim. What's the understanding behind it? So it's brought down the name of the Kotzke, Rav Nachum Mikotzk. They told the Cheshek Shloimoy, the pshat is like this. If an owner goes and hits a slave so strongly, that means he is being mafkir as evit. Because that's Yush, he's giving up hope. He's hitting him so strongly, he's about to kill him. That means he doesn't care about the slave. So he doesn't care about it, that means he's mafkir. And if he's mafkir the evit becomes a ben chayrin. So it's considered to be as if he killed a regular Jew. That's why it's chayav misa. But if the slave doesn't die immediately, he dies only 24 hours later, that means the owner did not hit him so strongly. If he didn't hit him so strongly, that means he's not really mafkir him. He's not really mafkir, he's still a slave. Killing somebody's own slave while he's still a slave, on that one is not chayav misa. So somebody who's not an owner, he doesn't have the rights for the slave, he's not allowed to kill the slave. So regardless how he kills the slave, he's chayav. But an owner, the Torah gave him the right because he's the owner of the slave. That a slave that belongs to him, he's not chayav misa on him. But if he dies within 24 hours, that means he hit him so strongly that that itself says that he's mafkir him. So that's why he's chayav like a regular yid. So this very nice cheshbon comes and explains why yom yomayim, it depends on the owner and the owner only. And why it's a din of 24 hours. And you may that is the source of what is considered to be an owner. Because Yoyim Yomayim belongs be'etzim to an owner. That Torah says that Yoyim Yomayim is only by an owner. But according to what the Kotzka tells us, the only way Yoyim Yomayim is able to work is because he's the owner. And the question is he mafkir him or not? So that's the source of how you define who is an owner. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.